The book of Romans, first of all, chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. I'm going to speak on this subject today. Condemnation. Verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world. One person let sin come into the world. And death by sin. Sin brought death. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We all came out of Adam, a race of sinners, condemned by God. Look in verse 18, Romans 5. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Did y'all read that? Y'all understand that? Adam sinned, and it brought condemnation to everybody else. Your sin, my sin, does not just affect me. It affects other people. And church people need to understand that. Sin reaches out further than from the one that sins. So verse 18 says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Everybody's condemned now. This is a race of condemned people, condemned by our Creator. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift, get that? Came upon all men unto justification of life. So anybody that'll accept Christ, though they're condemned, can be made righteous. Can be made righteous by believing in Christ. Now, isn't that amazing? And that's what God's doing in the world today. All the world is condemned today. Everybody's condemned today. But if you accept Christ, by faith, we are made righteous. Now turn to Romans chapter 1. This is one of the saddest chapters in the whole Bible, and I don't have time to read it all. But look down at verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Animals don't sin. Animals don't sin. Ain't that something? Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. People know what to do, but they don't do it. Because that when which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. You go all the way back to Adam. Adam walked with God in the garden. He and Eve knew God. Their children knew about God because Cain and Abel both brought sacrifices to God. Amen. Remember that? Even though Cain's was rejected, he still knew about God. And down all the way up through the flood, people knew there was a God. But sin controlled them. Sin destroyed them too, didn't it? Except for 8 people. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest them, for God has showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Man's without excuse. I've gone to the mountains a couple of times in my life, and when I go to the mountains, I sense God. I go down to the beach. Well, I have. No more plans. But I go to the beach and I see that ocean out there rolling like it's a rolling. I sense God. I go out on a starry night and them full moons up there, the stars shining. I sense God. If you be still and look about you, you can see God. Now, you can't prove him, but you can see. It's been revealed. He says right here, it's been revealed. Nature is a revelation of God. It's not the best revelation. The Word of God that you got in your lap this morning is the best revelation. But nature itself reveals there's a God. And God says, man's without excuse. Man's without excuse. I wish I had time to go through the rest of this chapter, but it tells you further down why there's homosexuals and lesbians and everything else that we got in our society today. Because people have rejected God. They've rejected the light. I saw a woman yesterday on TV. She was a professor in a college. No, I'm sorry. Was she a professor or was she the pastor? I forget which. But anyway, she was in a debate with Dr. Robert Jeffrey, and she was contending that homosexuals had a right to be married, that lesbians had a right to be married. Now, I think she was the pastor of a Church of Christ.
She had some kind of collar on, so she was.
Yeah, she was a pastor. And she was sticking up for women preachers. That's what she was sticking up for. And Dr. Robert Jeffers sitting there cutting them down every way from the Word of God. But you know what? It didn't faze her. People don't believe the Word of God when they don't want to believe it. Amen. If it disturbs their situation, I ignore it. But he let her have it, like only Robert Jeffries can. And he did it with a smile on his face, Brother Chavis. I'd be fighting man. Anyway, he knew how to do it. So all man is condemned today, folks. Everybody. Matthew 19:17, and he said unto them, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. I tell you, folks, that just cuts the field down, don't it? One good. And that's only God. Romans 3:10 is written, there is none righteous, not even one. Nobody's right with God on their own. Right? We're made righteous God's way by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Every day when courts held, someone is found guilty of some crime they've committed. You go down to the courthouse, they'll find somebody guilty of doing something. They broke the law. When they're found guilty, they're condemned. They got to pay for their crime. Some may spend a year in prison. Some may spend their life in prison. Why? They've been condemned. They've broken the laws of society. Now they got to pay. Most of the time they don't pay enough, right? Today, before God, all men are condemned, for all have sinned against God. This is a very serious charge, because man can't right it. Man can't right it. Man can't overturn God's judgment. Amen? In this world, sometimes a lower court is overturned by a higher court, right? Not with God. He's on the high court. Amen. We've all broken God's law. We are born a sinner, and we have chose to sin. Ignoring God is sin. In John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. None of us have lived up to what God demanded. We have broken His law. So what's the consequence? Romans 6:23 says, the consequence is the wages of sin is death. We're going to die physically, and we're dead eternally or spiritually until we receive the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Nobody can overturn that. Man can't overturn that by living a moral life or by being religious. When God condemns you, you're condemned. This means not just physical death, but eternal death. If a person is never saved, they'll be eternally in a dying state, being tormented. Let's talk about why. God's a holy God, folks. God is not an old grandpa up there eating bananas, amen? God is a holy God. God is so holy, no man can approach Him. If you were to go to where God is at today, before you even got to Him, you'd be consumed. He's so holy. Joshua 24:19, and Joshua said to the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for He's a holy God. God's a holy God. And He's God. Amen. In Psalms 99:9, exalt the Lord our God and worship Him at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. We have a holy God. He's always been holy, and He'll always be holy. He's immutable. He don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a holy God who hates sin of any nature. His people just do not realize how holy God is. People think God loves them so much they can just do anything. No. No. And people do not realize that how awful their sin is before a holy God. When I was young, I used to see people working on the chain gang. And you know, some of them had a chain around their legs with a ball of steel on it. You don't see that no more, do you? Any of y'all ever see that? Brother Chavis, you saw it, didn't you? Brother Searle, you saw it. They had them out there in a striped suit, didn't it? They had chains on around their ankles. With a big ball. And I remember as a little boy, they'd pick up that ball to move it to another place to Were they being treated inhuman? No, they broke the law. They were condemned, and they were dangerous. That's the reason they had chains on them and a ball, a big ball. People do not realize how awful their sin is before God. He don't accept any sin. Even angels were cast out of heaven because of their sin of rebellion. God's not going to put up with any sin. You got to obey God fully, and I haven't. I messed up. You ever messed up? In Deuteronomy 4:24, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. He's jealous. Sir, is your wife jealous? Yeah, people are jealous over their mates. That's all right. It's all right to be jealous. God's jealous. God wants your love. God wants your love. God demands he be first in our life. Because he's jealous. Why? Because he made you for himself and me. How many people understand that today in this country or in the world? That God made everyone for himself. He wants to love everybody forever. He wants everybody in his presence forever. Because he loves everybody. And if you don't love him, he's jealous. Because you love something else more than him. Hebrews 12:29. For our God is a consuming fire. Whew. Isaiah 6:3. And one of the serpents cried unto the other and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. He's a holy God, folks. He don't accept any sin. In God's sight, there's no such thing as a little sin. Do you know that? Not even a little sin. God don't have little sins. We might call it little sin. I did a little wrong. No, with God, that's a big deal. This is why we cannot enter God's presence with these natural bodies we have. He's a consuming fire. And these bodies we have are sinful. That's the reason these bodies have got to die, go to sleep as a Christian. These sinful earthly bodies we now live in must be changed to live in God's holy presence. That's the reason we're going to get a new body one day. So God is not going to accept any person who has not been cleansed from their sin. And this is the marvel of it all, that God, in his wisdom and by his grace, would come up with a plan where he could take us dirty sinners and make us acceptable. Amen. Think about the wisdom of God to come up with a plan of salvation at his expense. God has made provision for all men. He made it through the death of his only son. It cost God. You ever been upset and hurt because you lost a friend or a loved one? You know how that felt? You know God feels the same way? When someone dies without Christ? John 3:18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned." This is because of the grace of God, providing salvation. Believing in Jesus Christ reconciles people to God. But he that believeth not is condemned already. People are already condemned. A little baby comes into the world condemned. It's a sinner. Now I understand and believe that they're safe till they reach the age of accountability. I believe that. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If anyone don't accept Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, they have no eternal hope. That's just cut and dry. And God's not going to change it. This is the way it's going to be. God don't have a new version. About every year we get a new version of the Bible. But God don't change. His word doesn't change. God's word says if we believe on Jesus as our Savior, we will no longer be condemned. Have you believed? Really believed in Jesus as your Savior? Are you sure you have believed and been saved? Being condemned is a serious matter. When a person loses their freedom and are in prison, being locked away from society, it's serious. People do all they can to keep out of prison. When a person loses their freedom, some people go berserk. Lawbreakers do everything they can to stay out of prison. They'll get a crooked lawyer. I heard yesterday or day before one that they have now found a loaded gun in the prison where Epstein was at, that supposedly killed himself. They found a weapon in there now. They found drugs in there. The prisons are full of all kind of tools to kill or hurt. And drugs in the prisons. Sometimes guards are not what they ought to be, are they, Johnny? God is not one to play around with, church. God's holy. God knows what you're thinking. He means what he says and says what he means. So people have a choice to make. You can trust Jesus, or you can live as you please. If you trust Jesus, you'll be blessed. If you live as you please, you'll pay the consequences. God offers grace. God is a God of grace. That means unmerited favor. We don't deserve it. That's what it means. We don't deserve to be forgiven. We don't deserve the Lord. We're sinners. But he offers grace, unmerited favor to us. He wants to forgive. Isn't that amazing? As much as we go against God, and yet God says, I'll forgive you if you'll repent. You might have done it 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. I've led several people to the Lord at 90 years of age. And God's ready to forgive, even though they've wasted their life. He wants to forgive. He offers to forgive. If people would just ask. It's free. Just ask. It takes something to bow down and humble yourself, though, don't it? It takes something to say, I'm wrong. Yeah. Salvation is offered only through belief in Jesus Christ, God's Son. And I know that's a disturbing thought to many people today. They think there's other ways to get saved. But only through Jesus Christ is there the offer of salvation. Amen. We got churches today. If you don't belong to their church, you ain't going to heaven. With a church teaching that, they make none go. Every person must respond to God's offer. It's God's way to get saved. You have to repent. What does that mean, repent? You're going the wrong way in life. You got to stop and realize, I'm living wrong. I'm doing wrong. And you got to turn around and humble yourself and admit you're wrong and ask the Lord to forgive you. And that's not the end of it. When you ask the Lord to forgive you, you start following the Lord and obeying the Lord and living for the Lord. And it's not going to be easy, I can tell you that. Amen. We can do nothing to get rid of the sentence of eternal death that is pronounced upon us. You can get no lawyer to get you from under the sentence of eternal death in hell. No lawyer can free you. Neither is God going to allow any amount of bail to free you. Amen. But God loves you, and God offers free grace. And John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. You already got it. You already got everlasting life if you trust Christ. Amen. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. We're no longer condemned if we've trusted Jesus. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation in them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We got to quit living our way, doing our thing. That's why it's so essential we be in church, be in church, be in church. You can't go to church too much. Not a Bible church. You can't read your Bible too much. Amen? God decided to allow Jesus to pay for all man's crimes and sins against him. Boy, I tell you what, folks. This is the Heavenly Father deciding to allow his Son. You think about the number of people that's lived and are living in this world, and they're still coming, and he's allowing his Son to pay for everybody's sin. No strings attached, no fine print or hidden conditions, all your sins forgiven. When you ask Jesus. I noticed on television, when they have these ads on television, down at the very bottom, there's fine print, and they don't give you time to read it, but sometimes you can get a little bit of it. It's so misleading, what a lot of stuff is advertised as, or some service is advertised as. This might not apply to so and so and so and so. Amen. You notice those fine prints if you hadn't already done that. Their interest is in keeping your attention on what they want you to hear. Your sins, my sins, damn us. Deceives us and will put us in hell if we don't have a Savior. Numbers 32:23. But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sins will find you out. You might think you're getting by for a while, but you know what? God's just letting you have time to repent, to get saved. And then after a while, he'll Lord a boom. And we've seen that in our Sunday school lesson time after time with the Jews. God gives people space to repent. And then they don't. He lowers the boom. Jesus makes it so you can live with the one who loves you. And only Jesus can make it possible. You know, God himself, as such, is not saving people. Jesus is the Savior. Y'all understand that? You got to come to Jesus to get saved. And then Jesus says to the Father, that's one of mine. Some people think, well, I just believe in God. I believe I got faith in God. Well, there ain't no salvation in that. Salvation is in Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Salvation is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Savior. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Who was the Savior? The one born in Bethlehem. Everybody got that down, haven't you? And God will accept it when you accept his Son. John 3:16 makes that clear. Not only are you forgiven, but you will be given a free mansion to live in forever. How about that? You won't have to buy gas to keep it heated or cut wood. Think about that. Jesus gone to prepare a place. He's been taking 2,000 years on it. That must going to be a It must be going to be something else. Amen? Amen. Mr. Chaves, can I sit? Can I room next to you? Amen. Amen. Man, you ain't right. You'll never have any more bills. And y'all got any bills? Troubles. Any of y'all got any trouble? Anybody got any sorrows? You got any disappointments? You got any fear? You got a mansion waiting on you. All you got to do is just ask for it through Jesus Christ. He's going to give us, it's going to be a city and a life that's indescribable. It's going to be indescribable. But you know what? I believe when we get there, we're going to find out we're not going to be that much interested in all the trinkets that we're getting, I think we're going to be fully in love with the Lord and want His fellowship.
Amen.
I think that's going to be the primary thing when we get to heaven.
Yes,
because we're not going to have anything within us to pull us away from Him. Won't that be something? You won't even want any ice cream. Amen. I'm trying to encourage you today, folks.
Amen. Amen.
If you decide you do not want or like this offer, you can have the other deal God has. God's got another deal for you. You get to take your pick. That deal is, since you did not want to be around God in this world, He'll make sure you'll never have to worry about Him anymore. You will get to be with all the others. You want God to leave them alone. You want to be with other peoples here, there, and about, doing this, that, and the other? Well, God says, I got this deal. You can do that. I'm going to let you decide that. Ain't He a good God?
Amen.
He'll even let you make a bad decision. It'll be breaking His heart at the same time. You're going to get to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone to spend eternity with the devil, his demons, and all them people you wanted to run around with. Sound like fun? There you will never hear the gospel again. No one will ever witness to you about Jesus saves. You didn't want to hear it in this world. You won't hear it in the next. There you will never hear anyone quoting the Holy Bible to you. There you will never hear any more hymns or gospel songs. However, it will be the most religious place you've ever seen. That's going to be a religious place if you go to hell. Religions of every descript. Religion without God. You will be in a place there forever. You will remember the times you had an opportunity to be saved as you burn in hell. You'll think about it over and over. Why didn't I go to church? Why didn't I go to church? Why didn't I go to church? But it'd be too late. You will now have to pay your way forever. You wanted your way? Now you're getting your way. Your way wound up in hell. The only problem will be you will not be happy there. You're not going to be happy in hell. You will not be content. And you will wish you could live life all over again. What vanity thinking. What's so bad here today? We don't have people in here that needs to hear this. And even when we get on the radio and the television and we preach the same message, Most of the time it's saved people listening. Isn't that sad? But you know what? God's putting it out there, and if they don't take advantage, guess who's going to be at fault? It won't be me because I didn't get them to listen. It'll be them because they wouldn't listen. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. God's give us light. The Word of God is light. It instructs us. It warns us. It informs us. But if you don't crack it and read it, if you don't hear somebody really preach the truth of it, it'll condemn you. Have you ever noticed how men love liquor? They love to curse, use profane language. They love to talk vulgarly. Their eyes are full of lust from looking at attractive women. How many women hate God and God's word, and they hate God's righteousness because of their wicked, evil hearts. Our world's full of people like this. They don't care about righteousness. But today, if we were out here preaching and putting on a show, and we would have people laying in the aisle barking like dogs and clucking like chickens, we'd have this place packed out, brother. And call it the Holy Ghost. What blasphemy. What blasphemy. Oh, the people that stand condemned before God, they don't even care. I don't care. It ain't going to be all that bad. Besides, I don't believe God put me in hell. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it. The truth is, you're going there on your own. Because if you went to heaven, it'd be worse than hell. In a holy place. Amen? I'm about done. Jesus said there's only two roads in life in Matthew 7:13-14. Enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many, many, many there be which go in thereat. This is the Lord saying this, folks. The Lord is saying this about people. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Isn't that sad? Pitiful? People living for themselves. People doing my thing. People think God won't do this to them. People think there is no God. I got to have all the fun I can while I can. Deceiver the devil. Deceiver the devil. Condemned is one of the most pitiful words in the Bible, folks. Condemned. I used to go out with a couple of friends to the prison, have services. Out there were some of those guys that were condemned. But you know, it's a funny feeling when that guard would shut that gate behind us and it would go clank. I mean, you're in there. And I was in there on a mission. But I still didn't like that sound, brother. Condemned is a pitiful word. Condemned means to be lost, unsaved, and without hope. Have you ever been in life when it seemed like you didn't have any hope? I've been there. I know what it's like. I'd pray all night to God. I needed hope. There's hope in the Lord. But you must pursue it. You must pursue it. Your problems, your troubles, your trials should drive you to your knees and cry to the Lord. Because He can give you hope. He can give you hope. Jesus is our friend. He's our brother. He's our Savior. And He loves you. And He cares for you. And we as the people of God, we must keep living faithful to Him. We must be faithfully living among the ungodly. Revealing that we have got to know the one that gives life and gives it more abundantly. What about you today? Can you come praise the Lord today for giving you hope? Can you come praise the Lord today at His altar and thank Him that He would save a sinner like you? Can you come to the Lord today and just love Him for loving such a creature as you? Oh, what a Savior, folks. What a Savior. And I invite you to come to Him today. If you don't really know the Lord, we invite you to Him because He loves you.